When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why are you making fun of them?
Because they are people who should be made fun of. Welcome along, ladies and gentlemen, people of the world. Welcome to the new president of America.
Trump, give me some Trump, give me some wall, give me some Trump.
Did he win? Turn your computer off, please.
It's not a joke, he did win.
How do you feel about this?
I mean, I've been obsessed with watching clips, so I thought it was a great fun. But now when he won, I mean, it won't change that much, really. We always talk about it does, but they won everything. So some rules might change that, but I don't know. I mean, Bush won, everybody says that, you know, now everybody's going to die. You can't go there. That didn't happen. But it's not good, of course. He's insane. But Hillary, I didn't like her either. So it was, you know, it was between two people.
It's proper amazing, though.
It's amazing that you can win with that rhetoric. It's amazing. But
it's not like he's had a job in politics before.
No. I think I like that clip where it says all his appearances on television.
Yeah.
I mean, movies and shows, not at, you know, at his show, you know, the you've been fired or whatever, you got fired. Literally where he plays Donald Trump's in Sex and the City, The Nanny, blah, blah. He's just everywhere in these shows coming in like...
WrestleMania.
Yep. Fucking... That is... And when he did that, when you saw that and... You didn't know he was going to go for president. You kind of thought, I kind of like this dude. He's a billionaire, goes out and plays wrestling. Why not? I would do the same if I... But now he's taking it up, stepping it up a notch, you know. Instead of taking a billions, buying a football team or something, this guy is the president of the United States. And the funny thing is both him and Obama won with literally 25% of the population wants him to be president. Because there's only a turnout of 50%.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
And hardly 50% of them, well, actually, Hillary got more individual votes.
And something like the 18 to 29-year-olds just voted all for Clinton.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's a bit like Brexit, isn't it? The older generation is voting for them.
It's mad, though. If you don't like Clinton, well, if you're American...
Yeah. I would have liked Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he wasn't in it, though, was he?
Oh, well, in preliminary, he was.
Yeah. But you could, that's not a vote. You can't vote for a preliminary.
No, if you ask me who I wanted to win, him.
You would have voted for him.
Bernie Sanders?
No, Trump or Clinton. Who would you have voted for?
I would have gone for Clinton anyways. But it would have... I understand the people who don't vote if they have that reason, but I still don't think you should not vote. I mean, I've never not voted.
What about a protest now? They're protesting. Seems a bit weird, doesn't it?
I mean, what do you mean? It's a democratic election he won. If they are if they're saying that he cheated, then absolutely you have to demonstrate for full on. But this is your own nation's fault that 50% doesn't even vote. And this is the mockery of your political system. And your political system is crooked. No, maybe not crooked then, but... kind of crooked. So, I mean, people get upset. But it's a bit like FIFA, isn't it?
But don't you think that this is the American dream? That someone thinks they'll be president one day?
I think he played on that for sure. I mean, he literally, on live television, said that he evaded taxes and bragged about it. I mean, who does that? I mean, who does that? Basically, he's saying, listen, if you can get away with it, then you got away with it. It's not your fault. And technically, he's correct. That's how the law works. But to say that as the president and say to people that, you know, if you get away with paying taxes, Good
and
on you.
He also said he's going to deport the Mexicans.
The illegal immigrants. Yeah. You need to...
Yeah, but he did say Mexicans. He said because they come over here, they're all rapists.
Yeah.
He actually said that he would build the wall.
Yeah, he confirmed it now the other day in the show. He just said that we are going to build the wall. But just because you say it doesn't mean that it's going to get up.
And then he said, grab a woman by a pussy. And he still won the election.
Yeah. But you know, the fear for the Mongolians are huge. So they're building the wall, I think.
For the Mongolians?
Yeah, yeah. He's building a wall. And this urge of humanism comes out that the first wall was built to keep the Mongolians out. So I think it's a big fear the Mongolians and Americans have that he voted for him to build the wall. That's how insane it is that he's won. It just makes no sense. But I think they won because he just said... Because he's so unprecedented. I think that happened. And then they just said, catered what that 25% wanted to hear. Immigration's bad. Clinton's bad. They're all crooks. And he's got
he's
great
gonna
connections.
Make it great.
He's going to make them great. He just said that overall, he's going to make them great again. What that means, nobody still knows. So it's amazing they can win with rhetoric. But Brexit was the same. UKIP was the same. I mean,
it's mind blowing, though.
But UKIP, you know, the UKIP, right? Yeah. It was the same. What was the difference? If you think about it, what was the real difference that they won there?
Well, it just plays on immigration. It plays on a lack of jobs. And it also is full of lies.
Yeah, I met a very interesting person.
Billy Thank you, mate.
No,
I appreciate that.
Another.
Okay.
Birgit Stotter, she's a big leader for the party of Iceland.
I saw her on Skavlan.
Yeah, and I met her there, and she was talking with this Downton Abbey author.
The Lord. Yeah.
He's a Lord, House of Lords. You know, he's very charming when he talks a bit like that, but when you come to the real thing, he does believe that, you know, the class system fills a function with the House of Lords. It's great people sit there. Nothing about it there. He was, like, against monarchy because they're born into it. But then House of Lords and Lords and family background, he wasn't against that. And she was saying that Brexit and Trump has played to the immigrants. And he said, absolutely not. They're just... Yeah. He's like, I don't agree with that at all. And she goes afterwards, like, shame on you.
You should
be shame on yourself. He was really heated. They cut a bit on the television. It was really heated in the studio. She gets off, she's standing by the side, I was like, oh, I think you're really great, my sister, you're a big fan, so you can take a picture. She's like, yeah. Then we talked for like 5 minutes, she was like, yeah, he was a bit annoyed. I was like, that fat fuck. And she was like, yeah, he's a fucking idiot, isn't he? He's like, he's a fucking twat. He's like, yeah, I wanted to punch him. The two in the morning came, she was like, yeah, I wanted to punch that guy. And I was like, yeah, so he's talking trash about this fucking Downton Abbey author, right? She was so great, she was really, really great. I took a picture with her, but she was just this opposite. She also plays down on... But she does the opposite. It's a party that's not happy with the political structure, how the parties go. But they're left-wing. She's a Buddhist. She's a poet. Called herself a poetess.
Yeah.
She was usually... That's the opposite. That's what happened in Iceland. The exact opposite of Brexit and...
I think you could be Prime Minister of Sweden.
I think I could be Prime Minister of the world.
What would you do if you could change the world?
Force everyone to wear pink 1 year a day just to have pink awareness.
Talking of pink, Scotland played in pink against England, and they've blamed, some of the fans are blaming, I mean, it's quite ridiculous that we're still talking about the colour pink being kind of fit, you know, a bit kind of...
Oh, well, was that the critique?
Yeah.
That it was feminine?
Yeah, it's a bit too feminine and...
And that affected the play.
Yeah. Which is one of the weirdest excuses I've ever heard. But did you see any of the game, England-Scotland?
No, I didn't see England-Scotland. No, I didn't. But I saw the highlights from it.
Funny clip on social media where it shows like 8 times Scotland just getting the ball, and they've got like 2 or 3 options just to go wide, play it just in front to the midfielder, and they just welly it straight up the front. Yeah. You know, it's just long ball.
I listened to the whole... preview on a podcast on Guardian about England Scotland. We had a few guests on, and the Scottish weren't really so excited before the game. They said it was the most low key like anticipation for England Scotland game for a while. They did like this. They always do this before games sometimes. Like England Scotland starting 11, and they were all Englishmen. There was no Scottish player there. And they do lack a little bit of this.
They've got no players.
They have no star players. Not a single, not even close to a star player. And the other thing is that it's true that Scotland used to be good at, you know, going as a big team and still get a result, you know, draw.
In a kind of Swedish kind of way.
Exactly. Yeah. Scotland was very similar to how Sweden approached the football game. So yeah. We don't lose against big teams all the time. We always up there. But lately, it has not worked at all. Manager changes, doesn't matter. But you said Moyes is a bit linked to Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, I think the axe is kind of getting ready for Strachan.
Yeah.
But I mean, what can he do with it? What can Strachan do? You can't do much more with this bunch of players like that.
No, but I think it's not good for them at the same time that Wales are enjoying their most fruitful...
They had a struggle. They drew
one apiece
against Serbia, and that puts them in trouble now. Well, they have to go to Dublin.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy game against Serbia, but they were leading and then conceded really late.
Bale hit the post, and then they went up the other end. They hit the post and scored, you know. So
they've been drawing too much in the beginning now, Wales. But I still think if you look at their you know, past 6 years... Wales have just improved.
Yeah.
And I think they've improved. Even Northern Ireland, where they made it to Euros, they've improved.
Is there an argument with the way that Wales have come through, playing their system, getting their team, like teamwork, getting that kind of camaraderie? Is there a thing to say Southgate is the guy to do that in a kind of Coleman kind of way, rather than getting in, you know?
No, I don't agree with England. I think the Wales have done well because they've combined two things. First of all, they've had this togetherness from the nation. The players are very committed to the team, and that's up to the coaches as well, of course. Coleman and you know, it's all started with speed, really. And but since then, they also have had a really great, their best generation for a while. You can't really take that away. The team is pretty good. I mean, they have not only Ramsey, Bale, and Allen, who's, you know, Premier League stars. They've had good players all around. Actually, Williams, the fullbacks are decent. Yeah. I mean, so I think it's a combination too. England, I think that's never been what they should play on. They should try and develop this team. The playing style should be in early on. So from that aspect, I agree with the Southgate. But I think Southgate is still the old school of football management. I would like to see them try and develop some kind of philosophy. I don't see a philosophy in Southgate's football at all, and it's not been following the same as either Hodgson or the managers have been above him. So I think you should implement a structure in the national team for who that goes through the ranks. I mean, literally goes through the ranks, and that's how every country does. I mean, Belgium does it, Holland does it, France does it,
Spain.
Italy, Spain, and Spain does it, you know, hardcore. They really change the structure from under 14 upwards on international level and try to have those guidelines for club football as well. So I think that's important. I think that is what needs to be done from England, and we've been craving for years. But whatever they change the manager, it's never in cohesion with what kind of football they're going to play.
Well, he says he's going to play more of a pressing game. Like, he wants to put his identity in, like, they're going to be full on pressing. They're going to really play kind of in your clock, Pochettino, kind of way.
He's just catering to the media. I mean, I've seen under 21 play many a times for Southgate, and they don't play a high pressing game.
No.
I mean, they maybe play, everybody presses.
But have they just not got the players?
I think international level to play the way that Atletico, Tottenham, Liverpool, Chelsea, and City plays, for instance, Barcelona, I think it's difficult. I think it's very difficult. You don't see Spain playing that kind of a pressing system because these players are together a couple of weeks a year. You can't expect everybody to know inside out because that is what it takes in those moves. You need to drill those moves. I think it's very difficult to play high tempo. I think in international football, that's why I always say it's so different. That's why I think England has struggled for years. These players come from Premiership high tempo football. They are bad to adapting to a lower tempo. Whenever anybody says international football compared to club football, it's way slower.
Yeah, it's way slower
in every continent. It's way slower, and most of that is because it's supposed to be more technical, and the players are less cohesed together. They don't play together every week, and that affects that. So I think they need to change the structure from the get-go. We have this discussion with England all the time. It feels like they never. Like now, Allardyce came in. It wasn't proactive. It was just the same kind of. It wasn't a structural decision. He won't change the England structure from top level to down level. He's not that kind of manager at all. He didn't promote youngsters. I mean, you would need somebody like Klopp, like Poch, that kind of clear identity, thinks forward a lot with both in terms of players and formation and structure. And, you know, so I think you need, they need that kind of manager, and they won't get it. I think Eddie Howe in that case, you know, if you want to go, if you want to go with a clear direction, I think you should get somebody maybe like Eddie Howe, a young guy, has his philosophy of football, are in tune with the newer generation. You know, how bad could it be to have him instead of like Allardyce or Southgate? I mean, really, what could he do worse? I mean, if they don't do well 4 years, that's how many teams work. A lot of countries do that. They go through a generation where they just change, and it might not be fruitful.
Maybe the Dutch are going through that at the moment. I watched some of the Dutch Belgium
friendly.
Belgium look great.
Yeah,
they always look good.
But they look, I think Martinez, you know, and a club level to play like he did, it might have been difficult every week in, week out. But he has smashed in some goals for Belgium. They've scored now, I think it was 3, 4, 6. I think it was 22 goals in 4 games.
Some
unbelievable stat. So they've just been hammering in goals. And they
quite interesting. He's lost a couple of the... they drew the friendly and should have won, really. They had a couple of chances laid on Lukaku. But he's won all the games when it matters.
Yeah, yeah, and they won 8. I mean, they scored 8 goals last game. I mean, it wasn't San Marino. I mean, they played, it was Latvia. I mean, it was pretty amazing result. And Carrasco looks newborn again. He's been doing well in Atletico now as well. So he's back on real form. I'm a big fan of his. So
Did you catch any of the France-Sweden game? I saw a bit of the second half.
It was... Sweden started well, to be honest. They played well, took the lead, and you're like, wow, this is real.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it went quick after that. They really... After Sweden scored, another gear came in. They were possessed after that, the Frenchmen, and they really ruled us over for at least a good 20 minutes after that.
To me, it was a bit of a no-loss situation. I know they lost, but... do you know what I mean? If they could sneak anything, I think they looked at that as a France away is, you know.
But considering how it's gone this far, that I mean, to have a good chance of qualifying, it is the team that will pick those points that will go through.
Yeah.
I mean, so if we would have picked a draw or even a surprise win, that would have put huge pressure on the other teams on the group. So,
well, it's the Dutch, isn't it, really?
Yeah, now I think it's going to be difficult.
It's about, I think the game is going to be the when they go to Holland.
Of course, but that's away, and Holland are slowly getting a bit better. It's not, they don't have that world-class team at the moment because they don't have that many world-class players at the moment, honest. The good ones are getting
older. They've still got Iron Robin. They've still got Schneider.
He's Twilight. Yeah. Schneider is definitely post-Twilight, I would say. And then, you know, Van Persie is post. All of these players are gone now. 4 years ago, they were before just under 30. They were great. But none of these players are coming through now are real, you know, world-class at this moment, top of the game, dominating the league. It's Iron Robin. It's the closest you'll get at the moment. You know, Depay is not even getting time in United. He did score twice.
I think he's rumoured to be going to Everton.
Everton, yeah. Koeman said he would like him and Rooney. Interesting. Yeah. That would be really weird if Everton bought back Rooney and then got Depay as well. I think Rooney would be a kind of... I would like to see that. Rooney to Everton. You know, just because it's the club he started at as well. I kind of like that he will do an anti-Owen. He will be friends with all the clubs he's been to and probably a legend then if he goes back to Everton.
Do you think he'll be a legend going back?
If he goes back now and has a decent spell, you know, 2 years, decent. Not the best player, but, you know, not criticised like United. Then I think they will always remember him as a very, very good player for them. He was good because he was explosive. He had always had Everton. He always supported Everton.
Yeah.
He's never said and fans take to that he's an Everton boy. They know he's an Everton boy. He will always be an Everton and United boy. And because he came from there, they got good money for him, never done anything bad to Everton. Now that he says that he would never play to another Premier League team unless it's Everton, I think that caters a lot. He goes back, he plays there 2 seasons. He will always be remembered as, you know, a Evertonian. You know, that's all that's enough. You just need to play at a club 2 seasons. to get legendary status sometimes one season. I mean, everybody talks about Klinsmann at Spurs. I mean, he was there one season, left, came back a couple of years later when he was old, one season. That's it. Yeah. That's all he played there. He's a club legend.
How long was Lineker there?
He was there a couple of years.
Yeah.
He was there for a while. Lineker there was there for a few odd years. But Klinsmann was there short, really short. Two seasons.
He had that whole diving scenario, didn't he?
Yeah, they said he dived a lot, and then he just scored, and then he used to dive after every goal. But he smashed in a few goals that season. I mean, he came from Inter, and it was just absolutely amazing. He scored like 25 goals. Even sharing them together, what a strike force, eh?
Where did you like finish in the league?
As middle as usual. Yeah.
And Harry Kane being taken out of the England squad against Spain to kind of get his injury.
Good, I like that. That was very good. But that's what the players are saying, that they think Southgate is, he's been a player, he understands the player well and blah, blah. And not to forget, he's had most of these players under 21.
So, Dzeko getting sent off for quite a funny sending off against Greece, Bosnia. He scored the goal. And then he got a second yellow for pulling down a Greek player's shorts, which I think is just brilliant. It's that kind of same thing as like Gazza when he picked up the yellow card. Have you ever seen that? Yeah. You know, drops the card.
It's funny that he took the shorts out of Papa and both got sent off because it was Papadopoulos.
Kyriakos
Papadopoulos.
But they ended up getting a late equaliser as well.
Yeah.
Greece. I think Greece are looking quite good in that group. Iceland are struggling. Which is always sort of going to happen. I think maybe they had their twilight of their career. Who knows? But they've got a good bunch of players. New Zealand dominated New Caledonia, drew 0-0, 0-0. And there's a game tonight, England-Spain, which will be quite exciting. We're going to look at...
Will it? Would it be quite exciting?
Yeah, because what will happen is Spain will come and they'll absolutely play England off the fucking park, and England will get a late equaliser, and then they'll say, oh, we're actually quite good. We're actually pretty good, you know. And they won't be. Quite interesting that Joe Hart came out and said that he said, the Euros wasn't my best period.
Well, thanks for telling us. We didn't notice.
Lampard and Gerrard both leaving America. Lampard had a very good season, actually. Gerrard rumoured to be going to Celtic.
Yeah, he was talk about that he was his club all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But he didn't say that, actually. It was somebody at Celtic who said that when he used to come over here, so I'll say, oh, that's my team. I used to support him as a kid.
Yeah.
And he's been over to Celtic watch a few times. And the link with Brendan Rodgers is supposedly positive now.
Yeah.
But I think, he never really kicked him out of the club. So I think when he was getting less time at Liverpool, I think everybody kind of concurred that was the right thing to do. So I don't think it's impossible. Old Brendy.
Well, it'd be quite funny because it's quite a nice... The Scottish League seems to be quite a nice way if he goes there and plays. I'm sure he's not going to retire. So if he went there and played for Celtic. But then there's also massive rumours that he's going to Liverpool as well as a coach. So
I think he wants...
He can't play in England.
I think he wants to play another season. I mean, that's what he's been saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if he can't play in England... Yeah, then there's not much other choice than Celtic.
It's a bit like you said about Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just perfect. Yeah, you're big fish, small pond.
Yeah, it's perfect. He'll go there, the tempo will suit all right. It's the biggest team. He will have time to do his stuff as well. I mean, I know it's a bit high tempo in Scotland as well, but I think he can do that, of course. Especially in Celtic, who's so much better than all the other teams. He will come with the experience, the fans will like it, the players will look up to him because there's no big players they really use bigger than Gerrard. It's a win-win-win situation, just like Rodgers taking over. Celtic is a great place for these players to go, especially in Northern England.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're Northern Englishman, you get close, you know, he's from Liverpool, it's close to Scotland, kind of, and...
Fuck yeah.
It's close.
Miles away, mate.
It's close. It's closer than London.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I mean...
It's closer than Sweden.
England is a small... England and Great Britain is a small place when you think about it. It's a tiny little island. It's tiny. We travel longer to fucking go see a Division 4 game in Sweden than you go between the games. There's like, oh, we're going to Southampton, Southgate. Takes 2 hours, mate. Shut up. Take the fucking car and go.
Didn't you go to Blackpool once from London?
I've gone... No, it was actually... It was just a pre-stop for LA.
You went to LA after Blackpool. Did you fly from Manchester Airport then?
How many times did you... No, we drove a car like gangsters.
No, but did you fly from Manchester Airport to LA?
No.
How did you get to LA then?
I went back to London, stayed there 2 more days and then fly to...
Oh, it's a bullshit story.
Well, you always saying that we had a pit stop in Blackpool. You can't let that go.
I think you've got problems.
My problem is you.
No, I actually think you're a compulsive liar.
I just think you're compulsive.
No, I actually think you're a bit of a twat.
All right.
But you're the Donald Trump of this podcast.
Where was the lies? Tell me the lie.
You said... I went to LA once, but I went via Blackpool.
Well, it's because you've been saying it all the time. I was just taking back your joke. You lost it? You having a seizure? Al, wake up!
Would you be a woman for a year?
All right, for what reason?
I'm just asking you. Are you...
Out of curiosity?
Out of curiosity, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah.
Would you keep the beard? Or would you really...
feminine? No, I would like to be, you know, go all in. Maybe have some lesbian love, you know.
But you're not a lesbian.
Well, I would be if I turned into a woman, wouldn't I?
No, but you'd be just a cross-dresser, you know.
Yeah, like... Well, are you saying I will magically turn into a woman like...
Magically?
Cross-dressing?
Are you on the gear again,
Are you
mate?
Talking cross-dressing?
Mate, are you on the gear
I
again?
I thought you were talking some kind of, you know, like, if I...
Like Tootsie.
No, I thought you'd say like...
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, but that's not becoming a woman. That's cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so you asked me if I would cross-dress for a year for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that. Because that is viable. I could do that now.
What? Why would you do it now?
Because you just...
What's holding you back? Are you afraid of your mates will pick on you?
Yeah, I am actually. They'll say, like, why do you pick that dress?
Should we have a look at this weekend?
Yeah. For your American fans, by the way, Montreal-Toronto in the other MLS Cup semifinals, all Canadian.
Yeah.
And Seattle against Colorado. So, as Colorado can now prove that weed does not make them play less football. Because it's legal.
Tim Howard's there, isn't he, at Colorado?
He's injured for 4 months.
Okay.
He just got injured before the playoff semifinal, before the semifinals of MLS Cup, and big blow because he's been amazing for them.
Yeah.
So now it's getting more attention, the And that's slowly, because more money's coming, better players are coming over there. But still, Italy coach still said that Giovinco, who's been great at MLS this year, amazing again. He was MVP last season, and he said no, that Giovinco doesn't count because MLS doesn't count. So in Europe, they still say I think most people will agree on that they don't care if you're doing well at MLS. It just doesn't count. It's like playing for Division 3 for them.
Montreal Toronto. That's a local derby, isn't it? That's gonna be a cracking game.
Yeah, that's not a local derby.
Yeah, but it's Canada, isn't it?
Yeah, Canada's pretty big.
Yeah, I know, it's a big country.
So Liverpool is miles away from Scotland, but Toronto and Montreal is a fucking derby.
It's a derby, isn't it? They must hate each other.
Did you just stutter a little bit? You're on your way of conceding that you were wrong here. Is that true?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's a local derby. It's like Holland, Belgium, isn't it? Their local derby.
Wow, you saved yourself pretty well there.
Thank you. So, save,
but still lie.
Let's have a look at this weekend's fixtures. Let's not have a look at your internet history. What things have you got open there? That's ridiculous.
It's just a donkey.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Brazil beat Argentina as well. We forgot to mention that. Coutinho was superb.
Yeah, and he's very linked now all over the place. Real Madrid, Barcelona.
Yeah.
And I think there is a genuine fear amongst Liverpool supporters that he might leave, because even if they win the league or Champions League, I think the lure for many South American players of Barcelona or Real Madrid, especially Barcelona, sure. if you're Brazilian, you got Neymar there, Suarez and Messi. You know, these are countries that is very close by culturally, and you know they like these players. Always, you see them even Instagram; they're all friends.
Yeah,
he would love to play with Neymar, wouldn't he? I mean, Coutinho. He would love to play with Neymar, and Suarez a season, Messi 2 seasons. Wow, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? And he would fit that team. He would play well with it there.
Yeah, but he has come out and said he wants to win the Premier League for Liverpool.
Yeah, okay, they win this year and then he leaves them. I think that there will always be a fear of him leaving. As soon as these teams get an eye on a player, you will always imagine they can leave. Even the Manchester United and the Bayern Munich can't hold their players if they want to go to Real Madrid, Barcelona. It's just a different lure. The players that want that is the top. It's most decorated in European football, Real Madrid. And I think if you ask players or ex-players, journalists to mention the two biggest teams past 100 years, they'll take Real Madrid and Barcelona, and especially now the past 10, 15 years, for sure.
But then if it's 24, 25, 26, Huddersfield won the league 3 times. So, technically,
you're an idiot.
Third best.
But Brazil beat, but talking about America earlier, they lost to Mexico at their famous Dos a Zero stadium. They played it 5 times, Mexico, and every time they won 2-0. So they coined the term Dos a Zero. Okay. They always win 2-0. Now they lost 2-1. Klinsmann went for a back three and all kinds of shit, and they lost, and he's under pressure. They need to start winning now, because they can actually miss qualifying, which is improbable, because they get like 25 chances in that qualifying.
Yeah.
You have like a group stage, 2 or 3 go through, the third team is like ranked 955 in the world. You know, it's just ridiculous. But they're under a bit of pressure.
And Argentina in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, but isn't this always the case in the Latin American group, that one of the big teams, Argentina, Brazil or Uruguay, struggles, like, oh, they won't make it, but then they make it because 5 teams go through.
Or they play in a playoff. And
in worst case scenario, that has happened.
Yeah.
But then usually they played Australia back then.
Yeah.
But now, not anymore. Now they're going to play an Asian team that knocked win the qualifying, or I think it was maybe even New Zealand or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to get bad.
Yeah, the Pacific, I don't remember.
If we can't beat New Caledonia, we ain't got no chance against Bolivia, baby. So let's have a look at fixtures this weekend. I think I've said this 8 fucking times now. Big game, big early game. Is it big early game?
Yeah! Come on!
Man United versus Arsenal. Big one for Arsenal, really.
Yeah, they drew
for both teams, actually.
Of course, it's a huge game for both teams. It's really, I mean, United can put down a marker that they're gonna try and stay up with these teams. If they lose, you know, Arsenal already picked them clean for quite a many points. But that will be a great, great, great game. What do you think?
I don't know with those kind of fixtures. You never know. You could see Arsenal getting thumped like 5-1 or something.
Nah.
And will you ask me my opinion?
Nah. So, what do you think?
But, mate, I predicted... Wow, City are playing... When we watched City versus United, I was
It was brilliant.
United are playing really well, and it was City that won like 4-1 or something like that. So, I could see Arsenal... I'm going to call Arsenal getting a thumping there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like 3-0 United.
Yeah, some silly kind of result.
No, I think Arsenal's going to win 2-0 or 2-1.
Oh, you're an idiot. Okay, Crystal Palace versus Manchester City.
Palace needs to start winning again because
they're in a Pardew slump.
Yeah, they're in a Pardew slump. That should be a term, actually. You just coined a good term. Pardew slump. It always happens.
That's when you've been having an all right kind of few months and life is quite good. Your job's going well. You found a bit of love. And then you go into a Pardew slump and it all goes wrong.
Yeah, he just comes to your door.
You get a warning at work to not wear that dress again, a deal. And it all goes
your
wrong.
Your missus starts seeing your brother.
I haven't got a brother.
Children has a new dad.
Wow. You know,
just...
That's quite personal, mate, because I've got children.
You do?
Everton versus Swansea City. That's at the 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock game.
Decent game, but Bradley, is he in for an early sacking?
Nah.
It's already getting rumoured that, he hasn't had a win yet.
I just don't think Swansea...
But they were so bad. They were just so bad a couple of weeks ago. Then you start thinking, wow, I mean, not even a reaction from the players of a new manager the first game, yes, and then...
Yeah, I just don't think he's got the players. And maybe he gets given January and he can do
something. But a year ago, everybody's saying the Swansea had the players, that they're a pretty decent team. And now a year down the line...
Under Gary Monk?
Yeah. Nobody was saying that it's a bad squad.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it came from their identity of like Rodgers, Martinez, Monk playing that way. Monk's really getting Leeds playing very well at the moment. They're on a massive run. They've won like 5 or 6 in a row.
And the funny thing, he came a bit hard on early on in Leeds.
Yes, yeah.
And he did look... And Pontus Janssen is doing great there.
He's doing fantastic. He's on loan, isn't he, from Torino.
Yeah. We talked to... Ben was here last week, of course. He said as well that he did really love him there. And you can see now when you see... the articles and stuff about that he's a cult hero also.
He's a
hard guy, he gives a lot. I think Leeds fans like that, of course.
They're fucking dicks. Southampton Liverpool,
great midday game as well. Liverpool didn't...
Great midday game. What are you smoking again? What are you...
No, it's the regular kickoff. That's the early game was Manchester.
Great midday game, you said. That's midday, mate.
What did I say? Midday.
Midday, it's like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but
are you all right? Should we get the clock out again so you can... Come on, should we
do
it?
The clock out? Is that something for your calls, for your...
Look at the big hand now. Look at the big hand. Where's that?
Why are you jealous of your big hand?
My big hand. I've got like a small hand and a big hand. To impress.
So you think it looks... You think it looks small? Do you think it looks bigger now? You just switch hands.
Liverpool... On a bit of a run.
Yeah. I think Kunal got a big right that Chelsea will pick up. But I fucking smashed you guys up with saying Liverpool will score without a world-class striker. They've been fucking hammering in goals from everywhere. If it's not Mane, if it's not Sturridge, if it's not Firmino, if it's not Coutinho. It's fucking someone. They're scoring from everywhere. Klopp has got them going. No Europe. Chelsea and Liverpool are in it for the long run this season. They're going to be in at the end, together with City and Arsenal, I think.
And
it's over. Yeah. That's the top four. You don't have to watch any more, friends. After season, you can see a review.
What's the top four? Do it again.
I'm not saying order. I'm just saying Liverpool, Chelsea, City, Arsenal. They look the strongest.
What about your boys?
We'll come around well, but I think that...
Wow, you lose faith just like that, eh?
No, I think fifth is good. Fourth, fifth is fine.
Fifth's terrible.
It's not terrible. I think these teams are very good this season. But it's going to... I think those five teams... I think United won't catch them. Tottenham can make it, but I don't think United will.
Stoke City, Bournemouth, Sunderland, Hull City, both of those matches are tense.
Yes.
Massive. Sunderland coming off a win when they had Moyes in the stands. They should just keep him in the... just keep him in the fucking floodlights or something. Don't get him anywhere near the ground.
Pretty funny, though, with a manager, he's set off. I mean, he's sent to the stands before the game. He hasn't had a single win the whole season. And then they win that game. Yeah. I mean, it got to tell you something. It got to tell you something. But if he loses that game, now he'll surely get sacked if he loses that game. That was just...
No, I think that win...
They lose to Hull at home. He stays on.
No, he stays on.
Oh, no.
If they'd lost to Bournemouth, he would have lost it.
Yeah, but that's a difficult game away to Bournemouth. That was a great win.
That shows that he's doing good things.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, what a good argument that was. Wow. Stoke City, Bournemouth, and then Watford, Leicester. Two teams kind of, you know, not so great. Watford got a hammering last week, you know.
Yeah, but they've been all right except for the hammering.
Yeah.
Start of the season has been decent for Watford, but then they really got hammered. Backfired pretty immensely the tactical switch against Liverpool, who just tore them apart.
Yeah.
Leicester City, what the hell's going on?
I don't know. It was never going to be as great as last year. So I think he's got the Champions League going. I think they're really focused on that, to be honest.
You think it's the hunger that's lacking?
No, I just think teams have worked them out, really. And I think...
But they've had bought quite a few players.
I think Kante is still a big loss for them.
Yeah.
You know, for their style of play... Have that little guy fucking sniffing and getting out, you know, everything.
Yeah, because even Andy King has sometimes lined up with Drinkwater in midfield. And I see that if you're going to play a similar way as you did last season, it's ludicrous.
Yeah.
It doesn't work at all. I mean, he's a natural attacking midfielder.
And they, you know, they weren't the greatest team to watch, but...
effective as fuck.
Yeah.
And of course, that can't stay on forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, but then we have a derby game to end the day with. It's Tottenham West Ham. Usually serves pretty good spectacles. So...
That'll be quite feisty.
Yeah, it usually is. I've almost got the feeling that sometimes those games can be even more feisty amongst the fans. I mean, Arsenal and Tottenham, of course, is the biggest rivalry. But Tottenham and West Ham, it's... a bit more aggressive, I can feel. I mean, the games I've been to, I've felt much more aggressive atmosphere on West Ham derbies than I had either Chelsea or Arsenal. I feel it's, you know, it's a different kind of rivalry. It's more street, so to speak.
Yeah, it feels like it could kick off more.
Yeah.
You know?
The only time I've ever been hit by a cop, I didn't do shit. I've told this story before way episodes back, but we beat West Ham 1-0. Pavlyuchenko scored the winner. A pretty decent game. It was at Whitehall Lane. Go outside and, you know, there's a lot of cops in the middle of the street and across, you know, the boat in the middle, the West Ham fans screaming there. And I've told this, I was with this guy Dave, this fucking insane guy. He's screaming, "Oh, go fuck yourself." They're like, "Oh, you fuck you, you gotta fuck up." And they're screaming. I'm like, and we're walking on the pavement, so many people that you kind of get stuck from the pavement onto the road.
Yeah.
And the pops with horses are there.
Pops.
Cops.
Okay.
Not pops, not pop, okay. Not pog, but like an 8-year-old was there. And he just smashes it out in the street. And all of a sudden, the cop's like, "Go back." And he starts fucking hitting me with a fucking...
baton.
With a baton. And it's not comfortable, mate. It's not... I thought, like, what the fuck are you doing? What is it? What I do? And this fucking idiot, Dave, next to me, was like, "Yeah, come on." I was like, "No, not come on. Do not come on, please. We just won. Why the fuck are you screaming? We just won 1-0. Idiots. Absolute idiots.
You've never
idiots.
Told that story.
Yeah, we tell on this one before with the crazy Dave guy. Yeah,
no,
the one
you've mentioned Dave a few times, but you've never mentioned that. You were hit by a cop, you've never mentioned it.
Yes.
So let's have a look at...
I'm going to listen back on every episode, Sunday 161.
Games. Sunday games.
Why are you so angry? Middlesbrough-Chelsea. Would it be another win for Chelsea? Yes.
that was a repeat of a FA Cup final, wasn't it? When Di Matteo got that really fast goal.
Yeah, it was the fastest goal until Saha scored for Everton against Chelsea, ironically, in the final, which they lost. Moyes' only chance of silverware went.
Well, you never know. He might get something. And then Monday is... Whoa! What a Monday fixture!
Unbelievable. They're really done themselves this time. And this is a great, great way of promoting.
El Crapico. It's West Brom versus Burnley.
I'm not laughing because they're shit teams per se. I'm laughing because... I mean, can you pick two teams that you know won't go for the flair? I mean, that is just... There's two pragmatic teams there. It's an interesting game.
Well, Burnley are decent. I like watching Burnley.
Yeah.
But I just think it's such a... I think the Monday should be some... You know, let's... I mean, it must be a policing problem as well, like West Ham, Tottenham.
But it's a late game on Saturday. That's even worse.
But let's, you know... I just think they're shooting themselves in the foot by putting fucking dross like that on. Sorry. That'll turn people off. And Premier League need viewers right now. They haven't got enough.
No, for that reason, I think it's great that at least teams that... Because I used to complain that all the time growing up. That
was United.
Yeah, you could never see Spurs on a regular... You need to be lucky... And maybe see the cup games. And back then it was, you know, text TV, following a radio. Yeah, you could always get it on a radio. When internet started getting up in the 90s, you can listen to it on radio. But before that, it was ridiculous. It was magazines. You read the games and most of them, you know. So for that reason, I think it's good that other teams are showing. But, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. It's a Monday night. All right. Well, that's it.
One last thing I wanted to speak about was... this rash I've got. No, Gary Neville did a thing at Oxford Union and he said he'll never manage again. He said after Valencia. He said he was talking through like an interpreter. I was going to say dictator there. and he said it just couldn't combine with the players. And then he named, and he said... He can understand the whole United thing after Ferguson because he was such an aura of the whole thing. But he also named his United 11, current 11, no Ibra and no Rooney.
Yeah, he said he's going to leave Ibra. I read that.
Yeah, no, put Rashford in.
Yeah.
So.
But I think, I mean, they have their own team in, you know, their Solihull United, whatever.
Yeah.
Why don't they just go manage that? Why don't you start there? He's Play Football Manager live. You're a board member.
Are you playing Football Manager at the moment?
Yes, I am. I am.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, of course. And I started with Tottenham and it's going very well. I was clear second, Arsenal were clear first, but like 20 points down to fifth. It was just ridiculous. It's in February and now I actually revenged Arsenal, one away. I took a 4-1 lead with Dele Alli having a hat-trick from midfield. But then they came back to 4-3, hit the bar, cleared off the line from Alderweireld, but kept on. 4-3, now only 2 points behind. All of a sudden, I was 8 points. So maybe the title can go to White Hart Lane.
How many games you got to go?
I think I got 7 games to go.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you. It's very important.
It actually is,
very important. I'd rather win on the game than you getting fed for a week.
Thank you. What about... you can pick your own... Can't you pick yourself? Like, can you play in the game?
What do you mean?
Like, you could be... Adil Fakir could be signed.
But then I have to, like, edit myself into the game. Yeah, you can do that.
Why don't you do that?
Why would I do that?
Okay, last game of the season, you need to win. Adil Fakir scores the winner for Tottenham. You're the manager. Adil Fakir is the manager.
Well, I can just dream that. I'll just dream that now. Wait. Give me a second. Yeah! That's it, man. I just dreamt it. I don't need to... Mate, why would I go to...
You need to open your mind a bit.
You need to open your head.
thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with a new pod, new guest, new love, new hope. New stuff. New potatoes.
Nagelmann!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.